20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is still in the Middle East this weekend. The BBC's Mark Lewin.
America's top diplomat is in Jordan today with Arab leaders. His calls in Israel yesterday for humanitarian pauses were rebuffed by the Israeli Prime Minister unless hostages are released. The U.S. said dozens more of its nationals have left Gaza through the Rafah crossing into Egypt.
This is Blinken's third trip to Israel since the war started. Palestinians in Gaza report more Israeli airstrikes overnight, including in the south, where many have taken refuge. The death toll has climbed to at least 128 in Nepal, where a 5.6 magnitude quake struck in the northwest. The BBC's South Asia regional editor Anbar Rasan Ethirajo reports.
The situation appears to be very serious. We are seeing images of collapsed brick houses. And the region is also very remote. So access to some of these villages in Nepal, it's very difficult. So reaching out to these people, to these villages in terms of emergency and rescue, that is going to be a challenge. And also bringing those injured to the district headquarters in terms of giving them treatment.
A new federal study shows e-cigarette use among high school students has dropped this past year to around 10% of those surveyed. But the CDC says they remain a public health concern, since the report shows about half of students who try e-cigarettes say they currently use them. Bank of America is warning customers their deposits may be delayed. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks explains why.
Bank of America is one of several banks that have been hit with issues connected with a company that manages all electronic banking transactions. The Federal Reserve alerted banks that there was a processing issue with the automated clearinghouse and emphasizes that it's not due to a cybersecurity breach. The clearinghouse issued a statement saying it's working with banks that have been impacted, with customers of JPMorgan Chase, Truist, U.S. Bancorp, and Wells Fargo also complaining about delayed deposits.
It's that time of year again.
Unless you live in Hawaii or parts of Arizona, you'll have to fall back this weekend, resetting your clocks back 1 hour. Shelby Harris, a clinical expert on sleep health, with some tips on adapting to the switch.
Get some light exposure, exercise, and really try during the day on Sunday, get as much light as possible, because the sun's going to be going down a lot earlier and you're going to want to go to bed earlier. So really try to stay up as best you can.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Say big on stuff at Amazon. Stuff.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
in Iraq. Our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 46 today, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 29 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
On a Friday morning, November 3rd, it's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. Welcome back to Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Breitlove up here on Lake Wissota, founding editor of Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media. UpNorthNewsWI.com is our web address. UpNorthNewsWI for all your socials. And we are so thrilled to partner with Civic Media for these 2 hours every weekday morning to be here with you. Greg Bach is here as well in Waukesha. And then coming up for guests this hour, Dan Schumacher is back after a couple of weeks away. We'll talk about sports and what all is happening up in the Ashland area. Jimmy Koska will be here to talk about Civic Media sports coverage of high school sports. So there's the high school football playoffs going on, third level coming up tonight. There's the state boys and girls volleyball tournaments that are going on right now as well. We'll update some of the other sports heading into the weekend. And along the way, if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789 is the number. Again, 844-967-2789. That number is also what you would use if you'd rather text a comment into us. We'll see it up on the screen here and maybe put it up, or use the Civic Media app to call or text us. Or if you're watching us on one of several Facebook pages, put up a comment there. We'll see it. Maybe put it up on screen and share that as well along the way. And the reason I bring all these up is I'd love to have your comments on how the impeachment circus is back in town, and it's exhausting. But there's a story behind it that we're going to tell you about. And it's all thanks to the great reporting, as always, by Molly Beck and Jesse O'Poyne from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And for, you know, somebody like me who starts my workday just after 5 a.m. and so tries to not have it last until 5 p.m., but some days that can't be helped. You see a story like this come up late in the day and you say, yeah, technically it is breaking news. We're just learning the latest on the impeachment saga over Megan Wolf of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But honestly, I looked at it and said, I was Madeleine Kahn in Blazing Saddles. I was like, I am so tired. And I thought, I can wait till tomorrow and I can share with you then what Molly and Jesse are reporting about and others will be reporting about as well. So here's the background. Megan Wolf is the nationally acclaimed administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She ran elections in 2020 along with 1,800 local clerks around the state that was safe, accurate, free, and fair. And yet, starting with the pre-election conspiracy from Donald Trump on down, a shameful number of Americans have tried to undermine the results or even act to overthrow the results of that election. And some of it is still going on today with people making false claims about Megan Wolf and about Wisconsin elections. It got to the point where Republicans in the Wisconsin State Senate, people who should know better than to cater to this kind of extremism and lying, took the step to try to quote-unquote fire Megan Wolf, even though there was not an official action in front of them, because the Wisconsin Elections Commission themselves, the six members there, had not forwarded anything to the Senate for them to vote on. But they took a vote anyway. Attorney General Josh Call took it to the state, to court, and a court late last week said, yeah, you're right, Mr. Attorney General. The Senate Republicans have nothing to base this on. Megan Wolf is not fired, and the judge admonished the legislature not to engage in any further shenanigans. Well, here comes some more shenanigans. So the Senate couldn't fire her, but the Assembly could always begin a process to impeach her. At the time, for a while, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had entertained that idea and, even brought in some past state Supreme Court justices, though he wouldn't say who they were, to be his advisors. And here they come now. As they arrived in their tiny car, they got out and offered advice, and their advice was, don't do this. Don't try to impeach Megan Wolf. But then out of the car comes another former state Supreme Court Justice, Michael Gableman, along with a shadowy group that began running TV ads earlier this week, targeting Robin Voss essentially as a rhino, not Republican enough, not man enough to impeach Megan Wolf for all the terrible things that she did. Well, Robin Voss would love to continue being the ringmaster of this circus. And so yesterday he caved and took these articles of impeachment that have been written up about Megan Wolf, and he has assigned them to a committee which gets the process rolling for a possible impeachment vote. And we'll take the music out from there, having set up properly what a circus this is going to be. It's going to mean another committee hearing. And every time an assembly committee brings up the 2020 election, it is again a circus. Again, clowns come in and say things that are untrue. These articles of impeachment have already been examined and widely reported and widely discredited as being untrue. And yet, because Voss feared what Gableman and others would say or do to him, he has caved to that pressure. Even after a court told legislators to essentially leave Megan Wolf alone, but a spokesperson for Voss would simply say the articles of impeachment were referred to a committee just like any other bill. And in part because Voss feared that he was going to be the one impeached next, that there might be people who consider trying to toss him out of office. The ads that were run on Milwaukee TV and radio stations this week were by, again, some shadowy group, not the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but they called themselves the Wisconsin Election Committee. And so people are seeing these ads that are sponsored by the Wisconsin Elections Committee, tens of thousands of dollars in ads, hearing all these false, phony messages about the 2020 election and Megan Wolf, and putting pressure on Robin Voss. The ads that threaten to do that are led by a group that it stands for, it's called Hot Government, H-O-T, a group in the Racine area that has been promoting false claims of voter fraud ever since 2020. And they have worked with Gableman, who wasted probably something like $2 million of your tax dollars for a bumbling, quote-unquote, investigation into 2020 irregularities that did not exist, and therefore there was nothing there to be found. But it did not stop the boisterous Chief Inspector Gableman, who resembled more like Chief Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther movies, from making a lot of noise, making a lot of accusations, and Robin Voss eventually firing him as this special counsel in charge of the investigation. Well, Gableman didn't just go away, as you can see. He continues to be active in promoting conspiracies about the 2020 election. And now, because of the pressure he and these other groups have brought on Robin Voss, we are going to watch the Republican-led Wisconsin State Assembly continue to promote a circus about the 2020 election and impeachment, rather than getting the things done that they're supposed to be doing for you and me and every other Wisconsin resident and taxpayer, employer, employee. We have a worker shortage to be addressed. We have a child care crisis to be addressed. We have a $7 billion surplus that, by and large, they are still sitting on. That's money that could have been put to work more than a year ago. But they keep fighting to turn it into tax cuts for the very wealthy instead of helping Wisconsin citizens. So many things that could be getting done, and instead, the circus is back in town. It is 7:15. It is time to check the forecast for the weekend. Meteorologist Jennifer Pajitsky is here from Weatherology to tell us all about it. Temperatures this morning have been 10, even nearly 20 degrees above where they were yesterday. Let's see what that trend looks like for this weekend. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, we're looking at that warm front starting to come through today. So like you said, a little bit on the warmer side to start off the morning today. Starting off with some cloud cover around Avery and Baldwin, then becoming mostly sunny. Cloudy skies expected for everyone else, with a slight chance for some rain in the afternoon for Waukesha and Milwaukee, and a few spotty areas of drizzle for the morning and into the afternoon from Oshkosh down to Madison and over towards Richland Center. Mid to low 50s for southern Wisconsin today, mid to upper 40s here from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin. Saturday looks like cloudy skies for the southern half of the state. Sunny skies expected from Baldwin, Wausau to Oshkosh. And it looks like similar temperatures to today, low 50s from Richland Center southward, mid-40s Oshkosh northward. By Sunday, cloudy for all. Looks like a slight chance for rain coming in by the afternoon for Baldwin, then a chance for some rain for everyone else by Sunday night, some later in the overnight hours. Highs, once again, similar to Saturday, mid to low 50s for southern Wisconsin, mid to upper 40s from Oshkosh northward. Then to start out the work week on Monday, cloudy for all, a chance for rain for the southern half of the state, also around Wausau as well. A bit warmer and above average for most as another warm front comes in to start out the new work week. Mid to low 60s from Richland Center, Madison over towards Milwaukee, mid to upper 50s for central Wisconsin, and about around 50 degrees around Amory and Baldwin.
And then we've got that daylight savings time thing this weekend, so I suppose you have to walk all around the weather lab and reset the clocks on everything too, right?
That's indeed going to be the plan.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And we'll talk to you on Monday. There's Jennifer Pajitsky from Weatherology. Let's do just a quick little bout of entertainment news before we take a break here. Things that are new to streaming this week. Hey, it's all things Barbara Streisand. She and Columbia Records are releasing Evergreens, Six Decades on Columbia Records, and Yentl, the 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition. Greg, I just found your Christmas present. Arriving just a few days before her highly anticipated memoir, My Name is Barbara. And there will be many unreleased tracks as a part of it, to which I always add, tracks were unreleased for a reason.
Ooh, Pat, you know what? I love your burns.
But I'd love... Look, I like Barbara Streisand. She's one of the great talents of our time, but I don't know that I needed, you know, two box sets, including Yentl.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Some of my favorite bands are releasing like 30th and 40th anniversaries.
I'm not kidding you, though. I'm probably going to get it for my mom. I don't think she's listening this morning, but she's a big Barbara fan.
Mine, too. I'm getting the book at least.
Okay, well, there you go. And let's see, also out Paramount Plus has a documentary on Milli Vanilli, examining one of the biggest lip-syncing scandals that was ever out there. And then a lot of folks are talking about Pain Hustlers, what is it, on Netflix with Emily Blunt, Chris Evans. Yeah. We'll have to talk more about that in the coming week as well. We'll do more about looking ahead to sports with Jimmy Koska and Dan Schumacher in our second half hour. More after this. You're up north.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As mentioned, this was the number one song this day in 1979. And again, Greg really liked, Greg's liking the music.
Oh, I love this song.
I'm trying to think if I was much of a listener to it back in the day. There was just, I think so, because there was just so much disco that anything that wasn't patently disco was welcomed in 1979, you know?
Okay.
And it was a kind of a preview of coming attractions, you know, in terms of the punk scene.
Yeah.
You know, there was like Adam Ant. And by the way, Roger has written in to say that this was also the birthday of Adam Ant.
Oh, wow.
Of Goody Two Shoes fame. I don't know how I missed that. Could be that maybe the website's listed him by his birth name, Stuart Leslie Goddard. I would have missed that as Adam Ant. And that also Kathy Kinney of the Drew Carey Show, born and raised in Stevens Point. I remember, what was her name? Mimi. That was the character, yep. on the Drew Carey Show. I loved that show.
Yeah.
When it first came out, it was just such a nice change of pace. Not your typical sitcom.
No.
And now you wouldn't recognize Drew Carey if you walked right past you with his personal transformation and becoming a host on The Price is Right.
Yep.
It just says there's hope for all of us. It could happen.
He's a beloved man in that industry. He is so kind and nice. During the strike, yep. He like went to a restaurant and he set it up every day. If you needed food, it was always on him.
Yes.
I mean, he's just a good man.
And goodness knows in Hollywood you needed more of that.
Oh gosh,
so,
yeah.
You know. And I'm really glad about that. So, all right, we've got, let's see. I was mentioning some entertainment news before we went to break here, and I gave short shrift to Pain Hustlers. It's actually Hollywood's latest attempt to delve into the opioid crisis. It's got Emily Blunt, Chris Evans, Andy Garcia, based on a New York Times Magazine article, which then became a book by Evan Hughes. It centers on a pharmaceutical startup which engaged in criminal activities like bribery and kickbacks and misleading insurers to push their addictive oral fentanyl spray. And I don't doubt that this is really good. I think anything with those three, Emily Blunt, Chris Evans, Andy Garcia, is going to be good. I think that people have listened to this show long enough that I will catch the occasional drama, but I am not going to be your go-to guy. I usually, if I finally have time at the end of the day to watch something on Netflix, it's going to be stand-up comedy. It's going to be like, make me laugh, you know? I can only do drama in tiny doses at the end of a work week.
Would you like suggestions?
Tell me more, Greg.
My friend Hari Kondabolu, you would love him.
Okay.
He's got a special on Netflix called Warn Your Relatives. Political, but not too political. He's political. He's amazing. Pete Holmes just dropped a new special, I'm Not For Everyone. I'll just leave it at that for now, because I could talk about this for hours, but those are two great specials.
No, you should, because remember the other day I talked about, you know, I've mentioned the past couple of days, different newsletters that are out from Courier Newsroom.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any Civic Media newsletters yet that I'm aware of.
We've been trying to get one for As Goes Wisconsin off the ground, but it just, uh-huh. with every, like, Kristen's on maternity break, and I think so.
Exactly. But I think maybe if either show by show or Civic Media, because I'd love to take what you just said. Look, if you send it to me, I'll put it in the comments on Facebook underneath the show here so that people can hear it. But I think at some point I'm going to have to say, hey, Pat, at 8:01 when the show's done, let's put some stuff together. And then maybe you and Jane and eventually Kristen, you know, add a little bit more to it. And, you know, we send something out later in the day. Because people can't be here every day, and when they can't get their ha-ha, they say boo-hoo, and we need a way to join that Substack revolution that's out there.
Oh, absolutely. Need to stack it up.
And I
only
say that because we joke about how everybody's got a podcast, and now I do, so, you know, here through Up North News Radio, so that's true. Everybody has a podcast.
It's true.
But it seems like everybody has a newsletter through Substack as well that they're trying to read. And that leads me to the point of how you, again, with information overload, for those of us who aren't watching serious dramas on Netflix, with Twitter becoming an absolute dumpster fire, I'm spending much more time on Threads. It appears that Threads in the past week, after another horribly anti-Semitic rant by Elon Musk, Threads, which is by Instagram, you know, via Facebook, Threads has really taken it off. Blue Sky seems to be doing pretty well, but you still need an invitation code to join it.
Yeah.
Although I guess I've been on board long enough that I have a bunch of invitation codes. So I'm hoping your friends want one. Yes, I will send one over your way.
Thank you very much.
I no longer have like just the Twitter icon on my phone. There's now Threads and there's Blue Sky and there's Substack, because not only do you have the newsletters on there, but then they have their own little Twitter-like feed from the newsletter authors who put things in there. And you know, you could follow, you know, LinkedIn essentially as a feed of posts, and then you got the original Facebook. It's a wonder I ever turned my phone off. It's a wonder my eyes aren't bleeding.
Pat, are you on TikTok at all?
I'm on it, yes. Yeah. And I, like other things, like Twitter in its early days, I kind of trashed it and then eventually got on it. And yeah, I get stuck in there sometimes. Ooh. I have not watched the series Yellowstone.
Yeah.
We watched the very first episode. We said, this isn't really for us. You know, it's Dallas. I've seen Dallas already, but it's Dallas with more violence and sex. But I promise you, I am pretty well up to date on Yellowstone just because things keep coming through my TikTok as I'm coming through. So I'll watch a scene and then I'll watch some other things. And then another Yellowstone scene will come up. And between that and a few other movies, I'm worried that I've got some kind of an ADD thing where I'll never watch a show from start to finish again. I'll just see it in snippets like this, you know, like a strobe light.
So Pat, what's your record for being on TikTok?
Oh, I'm embarrassed to think about it, but surely 45 minutes.
Oh, Pat, that's adorable. That's adorable.
Yeah.
I was on it for 3 hours once.
And, oh, my gosh. Yep.
And they send you like an hour in. They'll be like, hey, why don't you go put this down and get a drink of water and come back later? And I'm like, mind your business, TikTok.
Yeah. Send me some more. You know, you're a lab rat with the pellet dispenser. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me more. And again, I don't know how the algorithms work and everything, but something will come up in the feed and you don't like it, but you're kind of curious enough to watch it for an extra second or two, and you go, oh God, now they're going to send me more of those. Yep. This was the thing that my mom did wrong with Facebook, was one day she was saying to us, oh, I'm just going to give that up. All I ever see is you know, tattoos, and you know how much I hate tattoos and piercings. And every time I look at it, they're sending me more. And I said, yeah, Mom, because you keep sharing them with us saying, isn't this disgusting? And Facebook looks and says, this is what you like. Here's some more.
That's hilarious. And
she had no idea that that's how it works. Like, but it is. That's how, when you talk about, you know, all the hate and conflict that's out there, there's still a lot of people that do not know. They do not understand. That's exactly how social media works. They look for engagements, not necessarily positive engagements, any engagement.
Reactions, you know? A reaction to some of these individuals.
That's right. And they will just reward you with more. So we reset. We looked at a lot of stuff on her feed of puppies and kittens and things and tried to, you know, allocate it. So here's hoping, Mom. I'll check up on you later today. We've got a lot of sports in the next half hour. Jimmy Koska is going to be here to talk about the high school playoffs, and Dan Schumacher to wrap up the hour as we continue on this Friday morning on Up North News Radio. Listen to the countdown. They're playing our song
again. I can't get Jumpy Jack on the... This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 46 today, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 29 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Title track off the Eagles' The Long Run, the album that was number one this day in 1979 and would stay number one for the rest of 1979, the 9 weeks that followed. Hey, before we bring Jimmy in, I want to remind you that we talk a lot about the shows that are on during the day here. You know, you've got Asgo's Wisconsin, you've got Matt Flynn, Devils Advocates at 4, Maggie Dawn at 6. We don't say nearly enough about the weeknight shows in the 7 o'clock spot. So stick around with your favorite Civic Media station, either on the radio or online. on Monday. Mark Thompson is an attorney and member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and his show, called The Paul Revere Show, is on Mondays at 7. Tuesday is Busted Pencils with an education theme. Wednesday is the Empowered Caregivers Show, except in Wausau, where they have the big high school sports show with Chad Holmes. Thursday is Raised in Wisco. Friday is Outside the Pizza Box. And then every weeknight from 8 to 10 is the Rick Smith Show. And from 10 to 11 is Native Roots Radio. So plenty of things to listen to. Just cozy up like the old days when FDR was giving his fireside chats, and just cuddle up by the radio and give a listen to the shows that we have on the evenings as well on the old Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy Koska has arrived now. Third week in a row that we've had him here, that we are fortunate that he's willing to get up and join us and talk about what is now the third level of the high school football playoffs, right after we apologize for all the listeners that Jimmy has driven away. And here's what we got a text, Jimmy, on the text line saying, I listen to Civic Media as long as it's not sports. And then I mentioned Jimmy's coming up next, and it up comes from the same number. I just switched to Mad Radio. So, I mean, there you go. Everybody's, because I'm sure that John and Gordy are never talking about sports on there. So I guess we're just going to have to do it. Here we are. We're sports talk for the next, 9-10 minutes. Okay.
Well, I look at high school sports as more of a community thing. So it's one of the reasons why where I live in Boscobel, I've actually directly gotten involved. I think that high school sports provide it's beyond sports. It's for a lot of young people, this is a great outlet for, getting involved in something beyond just going to school, going to classes. In our program, we teach themes like leadership, accountability, things that help you build. To have a better life. And a lot of that comes from my own experience playing sports in high school. And I think that there's a lot of studies that have been done about the benefits of participating in extracurricular activity in schools beyond sports, whether it's band, whether it's art, anything that you're doing when you're a young person, really helps to develop you into that more well-rounded person. And it really just kind of takes that whole high school experience, and it gives you, again, that outlet to get out there in the community and show your worth.
Very nice. There.
That's my rebuttal.
There you go. Unknown texter. Take that. So with that, let's get into this weekend and the high school tournament. And there were a couple of things that stood out to me in my part of the state. Some that are just going to be powerhouse games. They include in what division am I in here? 6. Auburndale going up against Stratford. You can't think of high school football without thinking about Stratford, as well as a couple of really small schools going up against one another. Grantsburg against Cameron. That's one of the divisions that I'm watching. Boyceville Edgar in Division 7. Again, I am just absolutely sure is going to be a huge game. Reedsville, little tiny Reedsville in Manitowoc County, where my wife grew up and went to school after milking cows every morning. They are playing for a berth going up against Randolph. So just a lot of really good games that folks are going to be able to take part in tonight. Now that I've stolen a few of those, Jimmy, what kind of games are you keeping an eye on?
I tell you, I want to stay with the small schools because Division 7 to me is absolutely loaded. You mentioned Reedsville and Randolph. I did a game at Reedsville a couple of years ago when they played Black Hawk Warren. What a great setup it is to go do a game there. You're all kind of out in an open area, kind of a field, kind of that.
Oh, yeah.
That,
there's no fancy that, press box yeah, there. No.
I did the game from the bleachers, in fact. And yep. When you talk about small school football, schools like Reedsville and Edgar, as you mentioned, like these schools, Stratford, a lot of these kids are doing multiple sports, right? So, Reedsville a couple of years ago, they had state qualifying wrestlers that were their backfield, or they had the state's leading rebounder was like the quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. So you get these kind of kids in the backfield. Division 7 has a matchup. It's a rematch of a game from just a couple of weeks ago that was decided in the fourth quarter. Cashton and Bangor, which is more of the western side of the state. Mm-hmm. Two power programs. Cashton's been ranked number one all year. Bangor has been right up there. They've been ranked number two before that loss to Cashton earlier this year, but it was a one-score loss that came late. And that's a matchup of two teams in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. That's an outstanding conference rematch game. Another conference rematch in Division 7 is Potosi Cassville and Blackhawk Warren. This is further southern Wisconsin, so Blackhawk Warren is down on the state line in south-central Wisconsin. Potosi Cassville is in Grant County, which is over near Platteville. And that's a game that, again, earlier this year went Potosi Cassville's way, but both of these teams have had a lot of success over the years, and that's just a fascinating matchup. You mentioned Division 6. I'm from southwestern Wisconsin, but Darlington-Lancaster is a matchup of two powerhouse programs over the years. I think that one will be, you know, extremely interesting. And then and this one's a little underrated in Division 6, but Kewanee-St. Mary Springs over on the eastern side of the state. Both of those teams were picked by a lot of the statewide media panel to be kind of your state contenders. If you move up, and I know we're talking a lot about the smaller schools, the big schools really had their moment last week with all the rivalry matchups. This week, it really comes back to the smaller schools, because then you get to Division 5. And I think one of the biggest matchups in the entire state this week happens in lacrosse. Columbus, who made it to state and won it last year, and Aquinas, who made it to state and won it last year in a different division, are meeting in a state quarterfinal this week. One other rematch, and this is an eight-player football, which is actually in their semifinals this week, is in Chippewa County, which is where I grew up. And I know you're very familiar with Chippewa County, Pat. It involves Thorpe and Chippewa Falls McDonald meeting in a state semifinal. Those two schools have met this year already. Thorpe last week defeated the number one team in eight-player football, Gilman, which is just a huge, huge occasion for Thorpe football under head coach Caldrick Stokes. So I want to shout out there to my friend in Thorpe. But that's another excellent small school matchup here in Wisconsin this week.
I want to tell you that while you were giving all these great rundowns, I was clicking furiously up and down through divisions 1 through 7, 7 to 1, 1 through 7. I'm going back and forth. I'm seeing all of these, and I know that McDonald was playing Thorpe, and I couldn't see it anyplace. And I'm like, what am I missing? And then you let me know it's eight-man football, which is not on this particular screen. So I'm not crazy. They really are playing. I don't know that I've ever actually watched eight-man football game, and obviously you have. Is it radically different than what you normally have with 11 on the field?
It's not. The field dimensions are a little smaller. There's fewer players. Scheme-wise, you're not able to play as much zone defense, but otherwise it's football. And what you're seeing in the state, and this is kind of tied to a larger discussion on declining enrollment to the state, participation rates in sports. Football, by the way, participation-wise has been pretty strong. But you know, it's been concentrated more and more in schools that actually have the enrollments that allow this. But what you're seeing at the smaller school level is kind of this mass migration to eight-player football or reduced-player football because their enrollments have dropped so much. The district I live in, enrollment has dropped almost an eighth in just 5 years. So it's gone down over 120 students, 1 through 12, in just 6 years. And we're seeing just it really across all of western, northern Wisconsin, a lot of the areas where there are smaller schools. The Lakeland Conference in northern Wisconsin was really kind of the first to embrace eight-player football. A lot of the former Lakeland teams really, they were kind of the first ones to move to this. And that's when you saw schools like Luck having great success going to the state tournament. You saw schools like Walsall Newman, you know, perennial contenders in eight-player football. Southwestern Wisconsin has really jumped on that bandwagon now. Now there's about a dozen teams in the southwestern part of the state, the more rural areas of the state that have kind of jumped in. And then there's a scattering of teams in the eastern side of the state. But the eastern side of the state also has more population, so there's not quite as many teams there. Eight-player football really kind of really condensed into the northern and the western parts of the state where there are smaller towns and programs. And for a lot of the coaches and the administrators I've talked to about it, a lot of it is a way just to maintain that sense of community pride. Like, we're our own school, we're our own program. We don't have to worry about co-oping and traveling and practicing 30 miles away. We don't have to have two different sets of homecomings, et cetera. It's all those things tied together. There's a lot of conversation about this happening in your small school, in your area, wherever you're living, because you playing 11-player football with only maybe 20 players on a roster, it'd be very unsafe because you don't want to put a 14-year-old freshman out against an 18-year-old senior, right? So eight-player football has really boomed in the last few years, and it's a two-year cycle when teams can go to it. Teams can go to it anytime they want. It just means that they forfeit essentially 11-player games and they're not playoff eligible for a bit. Flambeau was a school who did this in this year's cycle. They actually had no schedule at the start of the year, and then they built the schedule of non-conference games to put out a team for this year. But the next two-year cycle, The deadline is October 1st of next year. So schools have about 11 months to kind of evaluate their programs and decide, are we going to make that move? And it's not just schools that are struggling with, you know, on the field product either. For example, Highland in southwestern Wisconsin, they just won a conference championship in 11-player football. But they saw the trends, they saw the enrollment trends, saw that they were only going to have maybe five players tops come out for football from each of the next few classes, and they're actually going to 8-player football next year. So there it goes beyond competitiveness. 8-player football is really just a means of keeping the sport and the opportunity there for high school student athletes in those communities, and that's why it's become so popular and such a great option, I think, for smaller schools across Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a good way to modify and still be involved in the process. For folks who are saying that's, you know, there's other stuff out there. Yeah, we didn't forget you. The state high school boys and girls volleyball tournaments are going on as well at the Rush Center in Green Bay. The boys semifinals are at 5:00 today. They include Arrowhead versus Marquette and Kimberly versus Middleton. The boys championship is tomorrow at 5:00. And over on the girls side, where there are many more divisions, you've got semifinals tonight in divisions 1 through 4. And then you've got championships taking place throughout the day on Saturday. Again, just the popularity that you're seeing from the Badger women's volleyball team is really trickling down with the crowds that are being built for some of these high school volleyball matches as well.
One of the things I talk to about every coach when I do a state volleyball match is, how is the popularity of the sport at the college level, the Badgers, and in Division III, of course, we just had UW-Eau Claire win a national championship a couple of years ago. How has that helped the high school participation?
Oh, hey, and, you know what? I got a guy who can tell us about that. Dan Schumacher was the athletic director at Eau Claire when they got said national volleyball championship, and he's on in the next segment, unless I push this button, and here he is now, ready or not. Dan?
I know Jimmy. Jimmy and I go back when I first started. Jimmy was at Eau Claire and doing some of our games, so I've known Jimmy for a long time. He does a great job.
Well, look at this. We got a little sports crossover here. This is awesome.
I was just going to finish the thought that when I've asked high school coaches, the popularity of the college game in Wisconsin has really helped in terms of opportunities, whether it's camps, whether it's just getting opportunities for them to play at a high level at the next level. You've really seen the sport of volleyball take off in Wisconsin. The Badgers obviously be part of it, but there's a very, very good, thriving Division III community as well, which provides a lot more of those opportunities.
Now, Dan, I will add to that. I think if you look around the country, in my examination of things, the club sports, the club volleyball, the AAU volleyball is so strong in the Midwest. It's unbelievable, which just feeds, goes from high school. They play club in the off season. And then most of the time, 95% of the time, the kids are now recruited out of their clubs, not their high school. So the club sport has emerged massively in the Midwest as a moneymaker, as a feeder, and it just promotes Midwestern volleyball.
Would I be right in saying, or am I oversimplistic in saying that one of the draws of volleyball is that, and I'm not talking down hockey or baseball, but you need so much more equipment, and volleyball is a pretty low equipment sport, so there's an easier entry point for folks.
Oh, no, it's no doubt about it. It's like soccer, things like that. It's very minimal.
Yeah. Soccer, another great example. But again, the football remains very popular, remains very well supported. And Jimmy, you are going to be one busy fella, you know, monitoring all these things. So we'll check in with you next week sometime and see what you think as we head into the state tourney.
Yeah, we'll mention too, state soccer also going on right now in Milwaukee at Eline Soccer Park. So high school sports this week. A lot of stuff going on. Very exciting time here in Wisconsin.
All right. Appreciate it so much, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jimmy.
All right. Dan Schumacher is going to stick around, and we will talk more as we wrap up our conversation for this week on this Friday morning on Up North News Radio. Be right back.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado.
All right, so Uncle Dan is back with us here. And as well as Greg Moss.
Like that, Greg.
Yeah. So I was telling Greg, you know, beforehand, because you know, Greg's wrapping up his first week with us on the show, and I was somehow explaining you, and he basically, you know, stopped at, you had me at dead fan. So apparently we have found some kindred spirits here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
We don't need some kind of like a face-off, like a pop quiz, you know, who's the bigger fan or who knows more.
I'll lose. I'll lose. Okay. All right. I'll lose.
Yes, you will. I've known Dan long enough. Yes, you will. No matter how big a fan you are, I would. If why doesn't somebody do that as a game show? You know, who's the biggest fan of? And it could be the Dead, and then you know the Beatles and some
the Beatles
others.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just make a trivia about that group that you think you're the biggest fan of.
I would. You be the host, Pat. I'll be the contestant, and then Dan can be behind me, and when I answer a question wrong, he'll be like, well, actually, in 1972, the Dead were on the road. Yeah.
I was there. I was selling sandwiches out of my trunk in the parking lot, and I know.
Exactly.
Yep. It could.
I'm actually going to go see an offshoot band, the Dark Star Orchestra.
Oh, I've heard so many good things about
them. Yeah, they're going to be in Milwaukee on Friday, and then the Palace Theater in St. Paul on Saturday. So I'm doing my little road trip with my girlfriend. So we're going to go down to Milwaukee, see him Friday with a bunch of other people we know, and then come back to St. Paul on Saturday to see him there.
I'm a huge fish head, and I never got in the Dead until like 2 years ago, but I really enjoy them.
But when you say Friday, do you mean, you don't mean tonight? You mean
no, I mean next Friday the 10th.
Next Friday, okay.
Next Friday the 10th. They're on their Midwest swing and. You know, I saw a band, Terrapin Flyers, down in Indianapolis 2 weeks ago when I was down at the NCAA headquarters. So even though it's not the Dead, I still like going to see some of these offshoot bands. They're a fun party to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, now let's check your knowledge of the big party that's happening tonight in Brooklyn for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not going to pretend that any of us are up to speed on the entire oeuvre of Chaka Khan, Missy Elliott, Kate Bush, Willie Nelson, Sheryl Crow, but I think it's still going to be a good time. Also entering the hall are the Spinners, nice. Rage Against the Machine,
oh my,
DJ Cool Herc, Link yes. Ray, Al Cooper, and Bernie Taupin. Are all
wow,
going to be
Rage Against the Machine. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Uh-huh. I just saw them last year. That was so fun.
Missy Elliott becomes the first female hip-hop artist in the Rock Hall, a true pathbreaker in a male-dominated genre, as she described it. Let's see, other folks.
Willie Nelson. You said Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Yep. Yes, I did. Yeah. Is being
there was a little bit of controversy, last year or the year before, because Dolly Parton was getting yep. inducted, and she wanted to refuse to go into the Hall of Fame, but then turned her spirits around on that and went in. But
yep.
I wonder where Willie sits on that.
He's probably cool, man.
I think that Dolly, again, no surprise, pioneer that she is, I think that she helped people see that, you know, it's kind of like in sports, you argue about what is MVP? What does valuable player mean in MVP? Is it the best player? Is it the most key player in this? Does it have to be from a championship team? And, you know, we've kind of accepted that you're always going to debate that, but it's all about being really good at what you do. And I think Dolly Parton helped people understand it's not rock, like, yeah, everything's got to be rock. It's like music. It's like popular music today. And if it has any kind of crossover into stations that play some kind of rock, light rock or whatever, Dolly Parton, I think, qualifies. And certainly Willie Nelson does. He's had his share of top 40 hits as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
So,
he's crossed over in different genres.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, from everything from, a duet with Michael Jackson to, with Dolly, and those kinds of people, the Highwaymen. Mm-hmm. All those guys.
Yes.
Stardust. The Stardust record, Standards.
That's right. Yes. Bittersweet induction for the late George Michael, of course, from his days with Wham, then a solo artist. Sheryl Crow is like your prototypical, this is the right time that somebody like a Sheryl Crow should go into the Rock Hall for what she's done. And me, being a 70s, stickler old man as I am thrilled that the Spinners are in, because a couple of their songs, I'll Be Around and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love. I mean, I still play those. Love them very much.
DJ Cool Herc going in is very important as well. He is the architect of hip hop. He is credited with throwing the first hip hop party in 1973.
Yes, and that he did things that he was called a founding father and helped pave the way for women like Mary J. Blige, Janelle Monáe, and many others. So that's going to be good. And it's one of those where it's tonight, but then you won't actually see it for like weeks or months. They edit it and they put it all together, and it's a great show when it comes out. Usually HBO has it, so I'll be looking forward to that. But that's what actually takes place tonight. Ostensibly, we're here to talk about sports, and we have already covered plenty of high school sports in the last segment here. So I'm just going to tell you that the Bucks are at home tonight against the Knicks. Let's pause there just long enough for Greg or Dan to sound the alarm, because as Joe Zepecki has told us, he's a little leery about the trade for Damian Lillard, but it is still early. So are we sounding alarms yet on the Bucks?
I don't think so. You got the best player in the NBA, man. You got Giannis. He's going to carry us. He's going to still carry the team. Okay. Whatever help that they can get him would be great. I think that's a positive.
How about you, Greg?
Are we, four, 5 games in?
4 games. They're 2-2. We're sounding the alarm.
Yeah.
Go outside, people. Take a knee. Touch some grass. Are you kidding me? As a Brewers fan, I'm offended by this sort of anger. You don't deserve this.
I think what's worse is what they're doing to council.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go next. Are they doing it, or is he doing it to them, driving up the offers that he's going to get to make sure that Adanasio opens that checkbook good and wide for him? I think that's what it's going to be.
I think that him. I think the meeting he's having with the Mets, if he was just going to Cleveland and a couple other clubs, but the fact that he's going to the Mets where David Stearns is, that makes me worried. Because the Mets, even though they're not the best every year, they still have money. And if they can reunite those two with a vision.
Yeah.
That would be something.
I mean, Council's been part of the Brewers organization since he's been a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see him going, but again, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise. And that's, again, for a hot stove league, that's really what counts as hot stove for us heading into all of this. All right, Mr. Schumacher, nice to have you back here. We'll take some more time to figure out what's happening in Ashland. So you just keep racking up accomplishments and then we'll talk about them all next week.
Well,
unless you're on the road, of course.
We do have some good things going. I mean, we're going to have ABC out of Duluth here next week to do some interviews.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I got them to start to cover us and take the hour drive down the water here in Route 2. So
very nice.
So we're making headway. We're getting our name and our brand out there and recreating ourselves. So it's a good deal.
Good deal. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Take care, guys.
All right, Greg, thank you so much as well. Next week, we will mark 1 year until the presidential election. You can always stay up to date on our unabashedly Wisconsin news at upnorthnewswi.com and follow me on social media. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected. And get answers.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.